Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
And time for our weekend health segment. It's been a while since we've talked about anything COVID related, but there sure seems to be a reason to go back to it again. Really, the reason that this segment got started in the first place is we're trying to provide you information on this pandemic that had taken over 3 years ago. One of the experts that we tapped into during the course of the pandemic was Dr. Robert Murphy. In fact, he continues to be Dr. Robert Murphy. He is a professor of infectious diseases, Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. Let me just make sure that you are still Dr. Robert Murphy. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Very good.
I haven't changed.
Very good. It's nice to hear your voice again, and thank you for joining us as we are looking at a new variant that seems to be driving up infections again, something that we have not seen happen for a while, correct?
That's right. And this virus is constantly changing. That's not going to change. And it's going to be with us forever, just like the flu.
So this new variant is called EG5?
EG5. It's already spawned an offspring, EG5.1.
Oh, boy.
And it behaves pretty much like the other Omicron variants. It's in that same sort of family. The difference is easier to transmit. It's easier to spread. And I don't know if you've noticed, but you probably know some people yourself who've come down with COVID recently.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's not gone away. The good news is, especially if you're vaccinated, you do pretty well. You don't end up in the hospital usually, and you don't die from it like we used to. But you're still going to get COVID. That's a problem.
Yeah, well, that's the one thing that I wanted to underline with this. I mean, we hear talk about COVID, and we think about the worst days of the pandemic when people were dying. The pre-vaccine days when getting COVID almost always meant you were going to be hospitalized. And for many people, the ending was very tragic.
Over 1.1 million people died.
Yeah. I mean, there's
COVID. Yeah.
There's no denying the statistics of this, keeping all the politics out of it and, all that talk out of it. There's no denying the statistics that a lot of people died from COVID. And it's something that is, I think, worth being aware of right now. Getting EG5 means you're getting a form of COVID, except the symptoms seem to be more like getting the flu than those early tragic days, right?
Right. Well, because so many people have been vaccinated, so many people have been boosted, and so many people have had COVID or both or all three. And if you've had all three, that's what we call hybrid immunity. In other words, you get it naturally from the infection, and you also get this big boost from these vaccines and the boosters. That's even better.
Now, you mentioned that this is more easily transmittable, more contagious, but I mean, people still have to come in contact with it somehow, right?
Right. You have to come in contact with it, but now, as you know. You know, you go on the subway, you go on the bus, you go to work, you go to a restaurant. Nobody is wearing a mask. I mean, fewer than 1 or 2%. I was just on an airplane coming back from South Africa earlier this week. One person in the entire plane was wearing a mask.
Wow. I was at Wrigley Field last night for a concert, and be honest, thinking I'm not so comfortable being in a big crowd like this, being back
well,
to back
with. Outside.
Well, that's true, and it was breezy outside, so I guess it wasn't the absolute worst of conditions. But
right. But
I did think, boy, it's been a long time since I've been in a big crowded area like this. Being shoulder to shoulder with people. But those are the ways that this can be spread, huh?
Right. Of course, it's just the same as before, but just worse. It's easier to transmit. Now, the big problem is, okay, now we've got this virus that's very easy to it's the most transmissible infection on Earth right now. All right. Very, very easy to spread. Two things. One is it could continue to mutate. I don't know if you remember two summers ago, remember Delta?
Yep.
Yeah, Delta was a worse disease. Now, if this thing mutates into another form of Delta or something like that, you know, things are really going to change because that it is a worse disease and can cause really more damage. So we've got to really, really be careful of that.
Now, all of that said, hospitalizations are up. The trend of people being hospitalized had somewhat leveled off a little bit, but now things are going back up again, and it's all being attributed to this new EG5.
Yeah, it's partially that. It did bump up 12% in the last couple of weeks, hospitalizations, over 1,000 people a day being admitted to the hospital. Mostly people who have not been vaccinated, mostly people who have underlying diseases, and mostly people who are 65 and older. That's just mostly, not everybody. But that is the ones who are at risk. And the interesting, if you want to look at the science of this, you look at people over 65. If they had never been vaccinated, they were three times more likely to end up in the hospital. If they had received the first two shots but no booster yet, they were two times more likely to end up in the hospital. But if they had a booster, you know, that was the group that did the best. And there's a new booster coming out at the end of September, and it's all directed at Omicron viruses, including this EG5. So, you know, that is something everybody really should get. It's going to be like the flu. You're going to get a COVID and a flu shot every year.
Yeah. talk to me a little bit about this the home testing with regard to this new virus. You know, these old home tests that I've had at my house for the last year and a half, 2 years.
Yep.
Is that effective against this new?
Yeah, that should work.
Yeah.
That should work as long as it hasn't expired. So you have to look at the test box.
Okay.
There's an expiration date. If it's expired, you need a new box. You need a new test.
Okay. Same kinds of
protections. But it'll work. It'll work the same.
Same kinds of protections?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think going back to wearing masks and, you know, all that kind of stuff that we hated, things that saved our lives, and certainly in the early days of all of this, it's not a bad idea to go back to that, or just be a little more cautious?
Well, not at this particular point. At this point, if people got their booster shot, they're going to do, of course, much better. We don't have to go back to all the mitigations that, you know, you're referring to, all the masking and staying 3 to 6 feet away from people and all that. We don't need to do that. We're beyond that now. We're in what's called the endemic stage. The high-risk people, though, are older, over 65, or anybody who has some underlying disease that puts them at greater risk. So underlying cancers or underlying heart disease, overweight even, diabetes, you know, those same risk factors are there. So, you know, some people have to be very, very careful.
Let's talk a little bit about where we should be with vaccines, because I think people fell into a kind of a comfort zone over the last year or so, or complacency, or just they didn't like the vaccines from the get-go. But where should people be with their vaccines right now?
They should have had a booster. Now, there's three vaccines that are approved that work. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been taken off the market, but the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines are out there. But Novavax also has a vaccine that's being updated as a booster at the end of September. And so if there's just something in your mind that you don't like how those vaccines were developed, the Novavax has a more traditional manufacturing process, like all the other vaccines.
I think we may have lost our connection. Once again, our phone system fails us. And let's take a break, see if we can reestablish, get our phone system worked out here, and get right back with Dr. Robert Murphy from Northwestern after this. Dr. Robert Murphy on with us this week to talk about this new variant of COVID, which is out right now that you should be aware of. Dr. Robert Murphy, professor of Infectious Diseases, Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. Before our phone line went crazy there, Dr. Murphy, you were talking about which vaccines we should be taking right now. So where should I don't remember where exactly we got cut off, but you were explaining the latest and the greatest and
right.
what we should where we should be right now for optimal health.
If you want optimal health, you would have had your first two vaccines and then got at least one booster shot. That's where you should be right now. What's going to happen is, just like with the flu, the flu vaccine changes every year. The same thing is going to happen with COVID, because the immunity you have, in other words, your body's protection, unfortunately, with the flu and with COVID, wanes over time. It gets worse. It goes away. You become at risk again. So you just have to take a booster shot. You can even take them at the same time. You can spread them out if you want. You have three different choices. And the new booster is coming out at the end of September. It was just announced last week. And it's all approved by the FDA and the advisory councils and all that. It's safe. And you have three choices. But the Pfizer and the Moderna are the ones people know most about, and that's that new technology, relatively new, 20 years. And the other one is Novavax. Novavax, a lot of people don't know about that vaccine. It's based on the traditional vaccine development model. It's like all the other vaccines you ever had. So you have a choice. But the point is, get that booster, because it's designed for the virus that's circulating right now.
Yeah. The 773 area code texts in a question. I'm going on an international vacation in the early part of September. Should I go ahead and get vaccines now, or should I wait until the new one comes out, the new booster?
Well, that's a really good question. It depends if this person has had a booster shot already. The last booster came out in September 2022. So if they've had that booster, they can probably go and then come back and get the shot. If they didn't have that booster, they should just take it before they go.
Let's see, area code 331. I'm 63 years old, had my first vaccine January 2020, my second vaccine February 2020.
Uh-huh.
Since then, I've had all three boosters.
Oh, great.
All through Northwestern. Am I up to date? My last booster was a while ago. Do I need another? And I think if I understood what you said, the answer is yes.
Yeah, you need another. But this person is really vaccinated and up to date, and congratulations to you. You are at the lowest risk of getting really sick. And you can wait until the end of September and take the new booster. So the booster that came out last September 2022, half of it was against the original virus, and half was against the beginnings of the Omicron virus. Now, the new one will be strictly all Omicron, because the protection you had from the original virus doesn't help you anymore.
847 asks, is the newest COVID booster only going to be combined with a flu vaccine? I've had Guillain-Barré and cannot have a flu shot.
No, it's not. They are not going to be combined. They're going to be separate shots. You can take them at the same time, but they're not combined.
It's not all one poke. And you're done.
Two pokes.
Two pokes. You have to step into the two poke or more counter.
Yep, a two poke.
For that. Speaking of that, by the way, the flu shot, a new flu vaccine, up to date. This is part of our lives now, as you said.
Right.
Flu vaccine, COVID vaccine, is just going to be part of our lives from now on.
Yes,
but
it is.
But you said a new flu vaccine is about ready. So when you go in to get this new booster, you should ask your doc about the new flu vaccine as well?
Right. There's actually three vaccines that people should consider.
Oh.
So the flu vaccine is actually already out, but it's not recommended that adults take it until September and October.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's the new flu. The COVID vaccine we've been talking about, the new one, will be out at the end of September. But a third one against RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, you may have heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't used to think of it because we didn't test for it. Then when we started mass testing, we found there's a whole lot of people that have it. And it causes about 10,000 deaths per year. It's very devastating for young children. And that's what filled up the pediatric ICUs in the last season. But the vaccine is for adults. There's another treatment for children called the monoclonal antibody. It's actually a preventive treatment that just got approved.
Yeah,
but you can get, if you're, the RSV vaccine is approved for 60 years and older.
Now, be aware this new variant is out there, and you can get protection against it with this new booster that is out. Ask your doctors about that and get your flu shots. And here, step into the three poke or more line, apparently. There's plenty of room at the countertop.
Yep.
Dr. Robert Murphy, professor of infectious diseases, Northwest University Feinberg School of Medicine. Nice to talk to you, doctor, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, good to talk to you again. Thank you.